Phone Waste Peaks episode 366. These prices are insane. So what do you want? A $60 smartphone or a $38 Android tablet? Well, both are possible right at the moment, or maybe will be soon. There's Nokia's Lumia 520, which I've talked about on several podcasts. At Best Buy, it was I guess at one point it was down to $50, at least based on the the article on All About Windows Phone. But currently, when I go to look it up, it's actually $60. But still, it's a tremendous value. Even if you never activate it on AT&T, if you use it as just an iPod Touch or something along those lines, it's still a tremendous value for the money, and I love it. Now, if you don't like Windows Phone, which okay, maybe you don't. But another approach is how about a $38 Android tablet? And this Android tablet is not going to win any awards for specs or speed or anything like that. But the goal of this device is to get people online, and certainly for $40 or less than $40, you can if you can get a device that gets you online for minimal cost, it's hard to argue with that. But at the same time, I think there's a couple ways to look at it. Number one is that it's great that these low cost devices are getting out there in the world so that people can get online. But I think not everybody wants to be online, and nor should everybody be online if they don't really want to. I mean, I think it's people make that choice. And granted, in most places in the United States, it may seem a little crazy to not want to be online, but people do. The people get by fine online or without being online in some places. And so, yes, anything to get to lower the barrier and get people online is a good thing. But to say that lower prices on devices is a panacea. I mean, there's still the whole connectivity issue. I mean, people can go down to Starbucks or some places and use Wi-Fi, but there's still the whole connectivity issue. And in fact, actually, the company that makes the $38 device or the tablet is also making versions that have GSM in them and can therefore use data. Obviously, you pay a little more for those, and you have to have coverage, obviously, which is a whole other discussion. But again, it's still nice to see these devices being made and out there. And yeah, they're not going to win any awards, but anything to get people online is not entirely a bad thing. But as I say, it's not a panacea either. So, but I think it may help, but I don't think it's going to be the thing that it's not going to be the thing that I would say gets everybody online, because I just don't think that's going to happen, quite honestly.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.